producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea.
We're here for Tuesday, December the 1st, 2015, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Brisk and sharp, that's what we are. Jennifer Horn is brisk and sharp. As is Ken Kessler. McFadden, on the other hand, is stuck in traffic, so he's dead and slow at the moment. So I'm tempted to move ahead without him. What do you say?
Let's just wait. Everybody be very quiet.
No, I think not. I think we'll move ahead so that we can fill people with common information, common lore. Nobody is exempt from being able to move through life. So if you would like to move through life gracefully and handle things that are problematic, you ought to be listening every day to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, because people are always surprised when we give them more than they bargain for.
That's right.
We give you more than you pay for. What value there is.
And all you have to do, all we ask, is that you give us a good Yelp review.
Yes, right. Yelp. Yelp! Yelp. Our quote of the day today, anybody can file a lawsuit, but eventually they'll have to come in with some evidence. That's a lawyer for real estate heir, Robert Durst.
Yeah, good luck.
Family of Mr. Durst's first wife sued him for her disappearance more than 30 years ago. Durst denies it. Ever seen
Here's some evidence.
This guy? What a
oh, he's a creep.
Creepy.
Oh, my. Here's some evidence. Everybody you don't like has disappeared.
Right.
Hang a shingle.
Yep. Okay. So let's get to some of the other things that are happening. The North Koreans are leaving North Korea in droves. If they don't kill you when you're leaving, they have these boats. And as a matter of fact, they keep washing up on the shores of Japan, wooden boats filled with decaying bodies. First started arriving a month or so ago. And so as they continue to get into the colder weather, more people are apparently having a problem. The boats are coming from North Korea. They're fishing vessels. There are some people trying to figure out whether they're defectors, people trying to escape. The North Korean regime won't tell anybody anything about these ships. They just know that the people that are in the ships are North Koreans. And they're arriving in Japan. They call them ghost ships because the people on the boats, they're washing up on the shores of Japan, are all dead. So it must be, well, we all know North Korea is not a garden spot. People trying to get out reminds me of what has happened, with Cuba. But there are a number of, we don't have to just have boats. So look at the number of people that are coming in here from Asian countries, sneaking in trailers on trucks and, I mean, on ships. And they take the trailers and put them on trucks. It's pretty incredible, actually, what lengths people will go through to get here or to get away from wherever they are because it's so bad. And yet we don't appreciate what we have here. Japan has become, I suppose, I don't want to say a garden spot, but it certainly has grown a lot since we rebuilt it after World War II. And they tried to find themselves for a while, and now they're in sort of economic limbo. They don't know what really to do. They don't know how to handle the ups and downs of the economy. They created things like the Chinese now have done that were cheap, and they could market them, so it helped their economy tremendously. And when that fell off, when the Chinese started doing it better and cheaper, then the Japanese economy went into the toilet. I've never been in, I shouldn't say I've never been to Japan. I've been at the airport, at Narita Airport, changing planes for Beijing. That's it. Never been actually off a plane. My friend Uri Geller tells me that Tokyo is an amazing city and Japan is an amazing country. I would like to go visit someday.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go to Japan than China. Is that weird? I've never had an overwhelming desire. You know, I mean, there's a lot of places to go in this world. I've just never had a big desire to go to the Asian countries.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard Thailand's beautiful.
Thailand. I don't have a big desire either, to be honest with you. I don't really see... I just... culturally, it doesn't appeal to me.
Right. It seems very crowded.
Yeah, right.
When you're in the city areas.
Now, one of the other things interesting about North Korea is that they have been receiving free Volkswagens. The North Koreans are the recipient of cars that were sold in South Korea. Same problem with Volkswagen diesels in South Korea as they're having pretty much everywhere. So the Volkswagen people have loaded a lot of the Volkswagens that have been turned in on the East Coast onto ships steaming toward Africa. The problem cars in South Korea, instead of charging people for them, they were just bringing them up and giving them away to people that wanted them in North Korea. And now the North Korean government has said, no, we don't want any more, because they really don't have any infrastructure. They don't have real roadways, so they don't want a lot of cars on the roadway, which I find rather intriguing. Don't you find that? I find that actually quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even understand what their infrastructure is. They don't have much, and they don't talk much about it, as it turns out, with good reason, because they don't want people to know how bad things are there. Speaking of how bad things are, we have John Tourette with us in a moment to discuss the jury selection in the death of Freddie Gray. The trial for Baltimore police officers that are involved in this started this week. So we'll get some sort of behind the scenes from the first day of the trial from reporter John Tourette in just a moment here on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 15 and change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. John Tourette is a reporter for Al Jazeera. He covers domestic and international news, been here with us before to talk about specifics of various news stories he's been covering. And he's in Baltimore, where jury selection began yesterday in the trial of the officers charged with the death of Freddie Gray. You remember he was in police custody, and his death has prompted rioting, protesting in a city where now there are hundreds of murders that are not being investigated because the police don't feel like they're being supported, so they're not doing their job. I know that's not the main story, John, but it is an ancillary story that's worth some time before we get to the beginning of the trial. I guess I would wonder whether there are people there calling for the police who aren't doing their job to be fired.
Well, I think it's a very real concern, actually, because we saw a very, very violent summer here in Baltimore, and the accusation was that the police were backing off. And, of course, this was true across the whole country. There's no proof of it. That's the thing. There's no actual proof, but you did see lots and lots of murders in the summer, way more than you see in the summer here anyway. And I know that the city is very concerned about violence surrounding these six trials that are coming up, the first one of William G. Porter starting yesterday, and the mayor, Stephanie Rollins, Blake has said, look, don't judge us on the outcome of just one trial. Judge us on the outcome of all six trials that will last between now and March or April time, maybe even into June of next year. And the police are organizing themselves in squads because there were some protesters outside the courthouse yesterday chanting all night, all day, we will fight for Freddie Gray. They were there in the morning. They went away. They then came back when darkness fell.
All day, we will fight for Freddie Gray. That's what they were doing?
That's the chant. Black Lives Matter rally, which was outside yesterday. And the police will go and get them if they try to break away from the compound where they are and go and disturb the city, which, of course, they did at the height of the rioting in April. And they did do as well during the pre-trial arguments that have gone on in the same building.
So what you are monitoring this, what is going to satisfy the public?
Well, Baltimore, as you know, is a mostly African-American city, and certainly people here are looking for some kind of punishment to these six officers. Let me run through, just remind you quickly, William G. Porter was the officer who was not involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray last April, but was there. He was called in to check on him, and he's accused now of involuntary manslaughter, the lowest rung of manslaughter that you can get in our judicial system. Basically, a lack of duty of care towards Freddie Gray as he traveled in that police wagon. And also, it's alleged that when he asked for medical care or said that he felt discomfort, the officer here, William Porter, did not call the medics for another 24 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, his defense is likely to be, look, there was a new seatbelt law in Baltimore where all suspects had to be strapped into the wagon, but it was new. It was not universally applied across the whole city, and some of those wagons didn't even have seatbelts. And they're also going to say, rather controversially, that they think Freddie Gray contributed to his own death by being violent and aggressive in the back of that police wagon. And there is also a witness coming along to say that he was in the wagon and he actually can stand that up. But by far and away the most interesting thing, just reasonably briefly, is what the judge, Barry Williams, did yesterday. He said that the trial will begin by later this week. It will end by December 17, no later, he said. And he really asked the jurors, of which there were 75, three key questions. Number one, have you heard of this case? Number two, are you aware of the civil settlement? Did you hear about the curfew? And nobody stood up. So we assume from that that everybody knows about the case. Everyone's very familiar. And that's making it difficult to pick a jury, which is why they stayed very late last night and they're coming back today as well.
What I find interesting is that the of this 75 group of potential jurors, the judge was told that either they or their immediate family had been a victim of crime, investigated for being involved in a crime, charged or incarcerated.
I've got the numbers here for you. 12 people have family members who serve with law enforcement, so that might rule them out.
Right.
37 of the 75 said they've either been arrested or been a victim of crime or had charges pending against them. 37. And 26 said they had strong feelings about the charges against Officer Porter and the others and indeed police misconduct. And that wouldn't matter particularly in almost any other case, but the reason it matters here, particularly the question about, you know, whether you have in any way been a victim of crime and that sort of stuff, and what you would think about testimony from a police officer in a uniform, that was another question. The reason that matters, of course, is because we think that the vast majority of witnesses in this case, when the trial starts properly, are going to be from law enforcement.
Wow. The fact that the law enforcement officers are not doing their job there, what an indictment of the management of the city, frankly, and the psyche of the city, much as anything else. All right, so we'll maybe check in with you from time to time, John. Thank you. Interesting to hear your perspective or what the facts are in this case as it goes to trial. John Terra is with the Freddie Gray trial in Baltimore here on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room.
Three,
I'm a still on
three.
We have the opportunity of a lifetime here for you to win an excellent book about life. As you figure out what our three songs have in common, when you figure it out, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. And if you win, you'll get a copy of Marie Francesca Trilogy's Life is Good When You Do the Work. If you want to have a good life, this is the secret to it. A lot of good secrets to it. I don't know if the secret, but there are plenty of secrets that we don't want to be secret. So, including why do we have these three songs together? Figure it out. 888-302 Doug. And so we have, let me see, what do we have here? Oh, the first one is The Boss. This was recorded in 1975, wasn't released till 1985. It was on the B-side of the single My Hometown, became a top 10 hit in the U.S., also in England and Ireland. A good tune by The Boss. Santa Claus is coming to town, or as some people would like to say, Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, Richie, crank it up for a second, will you?
He knows when you're weak. He knows when you
next on our hit parade, here's Elvis Presley.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Count on this. This is such a good Christmas tune.
By the way, for all of you right now going, no, it can't be that easy.
Yes, it is.
It is.
888-302-3684. And by Craig and Richie. And the Jordanaires doing their job.
Oh,
They were so terrific. They added so much his music. The Jordanaires and Elvis, Here Comes Santa Claus. This was in his first Christmas album, 1957, written and recorded first by Gene Autry. The song has been covered by, good Lord, you name it. They've had this song of Beach Boys, Willie Nelson, Billy Idol. All right, last tune. Richie's going to like this. It's Brian Setzer. If this audience is that slow, I think we ought to pull our covers back up over it.
Everybody right now is going, it can't be that obvious. It is that obvious.
888-302-3684. Also, we're going to give you a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of their new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a canister of Mannheim Steamroller's one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate mix, which we like to do at this time of year. So help yourself to that. And let's see if we can put all of this stuff together. Joe is in Tucson. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
Well, Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas. Very good. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. I'm looking forward to a nice Christmas.
I'm so happy. I like you.
A good Christmas. All right, so what do these songs have in common?
They're all Christmas themed. You got to dig
deeper into it than that. Here's Tim, who's in Ocean City. What do you say, Tim?
I'm saying that these are all songs that are related to Christmas.
So the last guy said that, told me he was wrong.
He didn't hear
that. How can that be wrong?
Well,
it's right.
It's right.
It's right, but
it's
not right.
Right enough. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm... Yeah, nobody... It's the Santa Claus song. They're all Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
All about Santa. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet, once full of life and energy, slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you, as a good pet guardian, to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A government official once bragged that if he had enough time to search, he could prove almost any American guilty of some crime. That's because we have made the law so complicated that nobody, not even law enforcement officials, can know all the rules. One local farmer said, "I can fight the rain, the drought, the insects, and the predators, but I don't know how to fight the government inspector with the clipboard." If we look through the lens of liberty, we see that our natural inclination to improve things by passing laws and making rules has actually made everyday life more difficult and less free. Maybe we should cut back on the government inspectors with clipboards and leave farmers free to worry about the weather.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
At your side, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Our trending stories at DougSteffen.com. The focus on that big winter storm that's dumping a lot of snow on the northern plains. So if you're in Montana, Idaho, if you're in the Dakotas, you're having a lovely day today. It's a lovely day today. If you like to go in the snow, you'll be having the things to improve. Okay, hi.
You're out there all by yourself, dude.
I know, I am. I felt like I was all by myself.
Yeah, but you did a great job.
I did a fine job.
We enjoyed it, yeah.
All right, the British apparently are going to enter the war bombing whatever they can in Syria to get rid of Daesh.
It must look like bumper cars up there over top of Syria.
I know. Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Well, it doesn't look any worse than it's going to when Amazon lets loose its drone fleet and delivers packages. We did some math earlier today, Richie, to figure out, what was it, Kenny? There were 5 million things that were purchased on Amazon over the weekend. And if you delivered, let's say you could deliver 10% of them, and 10% of that 10% needed to be delivered today, that'd be about 100,000 drones flying over various communities in America. What do you think that's going to do for air traffic? You look up in the sky, it could be like we're being invaded in one of those really bad movies with all
I'm
the creepy crawly creatures.
I'm going to get a hovercraft soon, and that's going to get in my way.
Yeah, good for you.
I got news for you. They're already doing this in Japan.
They're doing the deliveries?
Yeah, you know.
And how are they doing it? Is it successful?
Yeah,
work?
So far, I mean, Amazon's not doing it, but Japan and businesses in Japan are using drones to deliver things, and they have, you know how people live in, like, those tiny little apartments in these apartment buildings in Japan?
Yes, Richie, I know that.
They have, like, a delivery pad.
Really?
Where the drone comes in, drops the package, you go down, pick up the package from the
So they're actually zone. Building homes with delivery pads on them.
Apartment buildings.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's coming to a building near you.
Richie's so smart, isn't he?
A friend of mine's in the
business. Smartest.
Okay, so Donald Trump is in the news today.
No, come on. That's a shock.
He's mulling whether or not to boycott the CNN debates.
Oh, yeah.
He wants them to pay him $5 million for showing up, and then he wants to give the money to his favorite charity. I'm not sure whether that's the Trump charity, Trump 501c3.
No, it's a veterans charity.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think he ought to, I think all of them ought to demand the same thing. And one
but
of two things.
No one tunes in to watch Rand Paul.
No.
No one would pay $5 million to watch Rand Paul. Whether you like him or not, people aren't tuning in. They're tuning in to see the Trumpster.
Yep. $5 million, good idea or not? Yes or no? Jennifer?
You know what? I think it's a good idea. CNN's ratings are never higher.
Right. Richie, yes or no?
You know what? I don't know $5 million, but sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. Kenny?
No, I think it's a bad road to go down, and you're going to have to pay them all.
Yep. Yeah, you're
when you start getting the candidates dictating that they get paid to show up for a debate,
<that's>, Trump's dictating all of the events. It's a new novel way of approaching this kind of foolishness anyway. Because that's what, let's face it, what are they going to say they haven't already said 10 times? They're going to say nothing.
The whole thing is that you're hoping Trump will say something so stupidly outrageous that, and that's what CNN is banking on.
Yeah.
And they may even pay $3 million for it.
Yeah. Cough up the dough. Send it along. Help out the veterans. They can certainly use the help because they aren't getting much from the people who are supposedly in charge. Big meeting in Washington today, Richie.
What?
Scientists, medical ethicists gathering to discuss the boundaries of what we can do to make humans better. The extension of the Human Genome Project, editing your DNA. It's a technology that many people say is going to lead to designer babies. But, it will also be used to fix problems that come with disease. So, this genome project.
All right. So, do you buy that, or do you think people? You think people just want to get in business?
Remember
to
the
sell
movie
designer
The Boys
babies?
From Brazil has scared the living pants off of me.
You know, as much as because look, as I'm getting older and my eggs are starting to turn deviled.
Really? And Jennifer has deviled eggs.
If I want one shot at a baby, I totally want to have a girl. So I get the desire.
Really?
But at the same time, who are we to mess with what's supposed to be?
Why do women always want to have girl babies? Is that much more
fun
to play
with? That's not true, but if I'm going to choose...
I've heard that in the last couple of years. Why can't it be a girl? Because it's so much more fun to play with.
A little boy.
Oh, I won't want him. It'll be like reverse China. I'll be like, anybody want a boy?
I'll take care of him. I'll be there.
You'll adopt my boy? All right.
Yeah, I need the extra help on the farm.
But, I mean, we already... look at the... I mean, the average lifespan of people 100 years ago was what? 60, maybe 70.
At the most.
Now we can keep people alive until they're 80 and 90. I mean, we already kind of do.
Well, that's not because of the Genome Project.
No, it's not. But it's because of science.
Yeah,
that
because,
we can keep people,
well,
so, and
keep people alive doesn't mean that their lives are better. It just means they live longer.
Right.
They have better lives.
But look what it does to the population. Look what it does to just
I was talking to... All right, so
war.
Here's something, Richie, that you'll be perhaps interested in, and everybody else likely as well. Most people know that I'm selling at least one of my farms in Framingham, and I've been approached by somebody who wants to put up, there's a housing development that I'm familiar with that's aimed at people who are 50 plus. And this guy had done the research and it knocked my socks off. as to the number. See, when I think about baby boomers, I think about me. I don't think about you. But you are on the other end of this huge bubble that's going to be looking. When your children grow up and get out of the house, you're going to want to, with Janet, move out. Hopefully your... I should... No, take it back. I was going to say, hopefully your mother-in-law...
I know where you're going.
Come along.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
That is so mean.
Oh, stop. Whatever. The essence, there's no harm meant by it.
She'll be with me forever.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, that's what you get.
I'm pulling for her now.
She's a very sweet lady. Doesn't speak any English, but she's a very sweet lady. The idea is to accommodate all of these people. So these guys come to me with this plan to build 50-plus units that are quite substantial, because most of the people, not most, many of the people who are graying, like me, people who are my age, or even in their 50s, are moving into these places. And, you know, when you get to that age, you usually have a little more cash than you did when you were starting. And if you don't have children around and you made a good living, you got some money socked away. People are spending it for houses that are not necessarily that much smaller than the ones they lived in with their children, but they have more amenities. They have more
less
of
stairs.
All of the things. Yeah, and they're all at one level for the most part. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Anyway, this is big business. And when we look at things like this, extending life that much longer, it makes for, if you're thinking in terms of the economy, it makes for a healthier economy, because housing always predicates how well the economy is doing. Housing involves so much that's an important part of the economy, that if the housing starts are good, if building houses, if selling houses is good business, the economy is usually pretty good. And so you see all of these places like farms that are being eaten up in suburban areas by, I know one, but somebody came to me and had a suggestion to build a community. They want me to stay, run the farm, build a community around the farm, and have it self-sustaining. Put up its own solar, get its own water.
Oh, how cool would that be?
Well, it's a very interesting concept, frankly. And I'm looking at all of these
Here's
things.
The problem.
What's the problem?
They're going to want to eat your cows.
Well, I'm not going to eat my cows. That'd be one thing that they can't do. They can.
How about your chickens?
They can eat all that. Well, I don't care whether they eat the chickens or not, because it's up to them whether they want to.
Do you have any chickens, or did you roll over all of them?
We had some chickens that Laura, Joe's wife, took back. We saw her at Thanksgiving. She still got 40-some-odd chickens.
Wow. I just remember visiting your farm for the only time that I was there, and I saw these two awesome, gigantic chickens. I mean, these things
were
huge. Oh, rooster, whatever. Yeah.
And they
I'm
were,
a city girl.
Eating and chasing everybody around.
And they were awesome. No, but you said you rolled over them, like, the day after I left.
I rolled over one.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them got it, and the other one got it, but not this
What'd
same
you
thing.
Doing?
The one that
so
rolled
cute.
Over?
I would have adopted one.
No, I put them in the manure pile.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't even understand how the system works. You
don't
put
even
them in the manure pile. The manure pile turns them into useful material for
dust
the soil.
Dust, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Useful material would be with some barbecue sauce and a side of coleslaw.
Dust. Can you even eat something you hit with
no,
the car, though?
No, Roberta would, but I wouldn't. Roadkill doesn't mean
that
they bleed out. As long as they're bled out, it's okay. It's gross. What are we talking about this for now? I didn't start this. All right, anyway, we're talking about long life. 44.
Long life for everybody but Doug's chickens.
We started with the Genome Project. We ended up running over and eating
chickens. Right. Perfect.
I just remember there was a time there where Doug was running over lots of
I know.
Did
like
you
every
get a,
week.
Like a deer's? What did
no,
you get?
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Rabbits. We had a lot of them. Yeah. All right. Aww. So let's keep moving. Jennifer has the television report, 44 past the hour. Stand by for that here next on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Jennifer Horn is on board now with the latest on the stars of Bones suing Fox for something I can't believe that Fox is stupid enough to try to get away with, but they apparently are not that bright, or they must
think that. You watched the show, right?
The stars. I think it's a pretty good show. Yeah. I like the chemistry between the two of them.
Well, and it was kind of weird, because this has been a huge franchise for Fox, and then it just sort of was announced that it was going to come to an end and sort of in a bizarre way, but now things are getting very interesting. Emily Deschanel and David Boreanaz, who are the stars of the show, joined a lawsuit against their parent company, Fox Television, over misreported profits from the show. This is according to the Hollywood
Reporter. We're not talking about a couple of bucks here.
No, this
talking
is
about like $100 million.
This is a lot of cash.
How do they think they're hiding that?
Apparently, they're supposed to get 5% of profits. The rest of the team and Deschanel and David Boreanaz are supposed to get 3%. And yeah, it's $100 million, right? $100 million in gross revenues. Crazy up at stakes here. So there's a lot of money. Yeah. So obviously something went down. There was just a total breakdown between the show and the network, and that's why the show is ending so abruptly. But you can check it out while it lasts on Thursdays on Fox. Now, CBS has made some announcements for their mid-season premiere dates. They've said that the return dates for The Amazing Race, Survivor, and Mike and Molly, as well as Criminal Minds, Beyond Borders, and Jane Lynch's new comedy, Angel from Hell, will all start up. What?
Oh, excuse me. That's shows.
I thought you watched Criminal Minds.
At DougStefan.com.
I don't watch Criminal Minds. I think it's way too violent.
Well, who cares about you?
Thank you.
Beyond Borders is going to start on March 2nd, immediately following Criminal Minds.
What is that about? I want to know more about that. What is that about?
I don't know.
Is that a comedy?
Criminal Minds is... Okay, wait. You've got me all thrown off.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Criminal Minds is the show on CBS. They have a spinoff, Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, is a spinoff of the Criminal Minds show. So it's going to start on Wednesday. Criminal Minds first, Criminal Minds Beyond Borders after that. Okay. Then you've got Angel from Hell, which will replace Two Broke Girls.
More Murder and Mayhem.
Angel from Hell is Jane Lynch's comedy. That's going to replace.
Is that going to be good? I kind of like her on that show.
Yeah, she's funny.
What is it called? Stars... Music.
It's Celebrity Game Night.
Celebrity Game
Night. Yeah, she's very likable. She's done some hosting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll move to Mondays. Two Broke Girls goes to Wednesdays, and Mike and Molly gets underway on January 6th. So you can set your calendar for that. The Odd Couple also returning April 7th. Now, are you ready?
What's on tonight?
What's on tonight?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
Oh.
Why do you ask me all the hard ones?
NCIS is probably on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
right?
What else do you watch on Tuesdays?
I don't know. I don't usually watch anything on Tuesdays.
Well, here's the deal. Tonight is, this marks the week of the fall finales.
Oh, yeah.
So you had Gotham, by the way. Jim Gordon, big cliffhanger for him last night.
So good.
What happened? Spoiler.
I can't tell you. We don't know. But there was a big cliffhanger last night. I got them tonight. You'd want to watch Chicago Med. The Grinder on Fox will be on. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be on at 9 o'clock on ABC. Those are all pretty good shows. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has become really kind of a sleeper hit. It started off slow, but now it's found its way into the film franchises for Marvel. And I think it's kind of an interesting one.
But what if it wasn't?
What if it wasn't interesting?
And Rudolph's on tonight.
Yay!
Really?
I tape all of those.
Of the Rudolph stuff. More streaming than pay TV in homes next year, Richie. Apple and Google releasing new and updated versions of more streaming TV devices.
I'll tell you about my favorite thing, the CMT Awards, tomorrow. Right here.
When are they going to be on? Tomorrow night? What are you worried about for today? Tomorrow night. It's fine. Tomorrow would be fine.
It's the Doug Steffen TV Report, everybody.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's only fitting it should be the Doug Steffen TV Report. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
So clever. 53 past the hour now in the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has What's Cooking. And among things that are affecting the food news this week, the city of Unork is implementing its first-of-a-kind salt regulations, requiring a salt shaker emblem on the menu. Telling you how much salt there is in such and such food. What are they going to do for a Chinese restaurant? They're not going to have any room on the menu.
No MSG. Remember? No MSG.
You know, it's funny how everybody became aware of MSG without the government telling them that.
Yeah, isn't it amazing, huh?
And everybody calls. When you call your Chinese restaurant, you say, no MSG, please, right?
Yeah.
How did we know that without the government telling us?
You're smart, Richie. So today in New York, chain restaurants are adding this salt shaker to the menu if it has more than 2,300 milligrams, if the item that they're serving you has more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium, which is the recommended daily limit according to the government, because they know all, right? Everything that needs to be known, they know. You don't know anything, so we need the government to tell us these things, right?
Will this stop you from ordering stuff?
Yeah.
It will?
Yeah.
See, I think calorie counts stop me. I don't know if the salt count would stop me.
Really?
Yeah, no, sugar count would stop me.
Yeah.
Salt would stop me.
Both. Yeah, okay, so that's good to know. All right, so Jen.
Yes.
In a moment, you're going to bring us up to date.
Secrets from the Costco food court.
And the first secret is don't eat the chicken salad.
Maybe.
55 past the hour. Jennifer, up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I love this. I don't know why you're playing it, because really we're not talking too much about chicken, Rich.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Doug said we were.
Wow.
He said, we're going to talk about not eating the chicken salad from Costco.
Well, because that's a big problem. Costco's had to recall a bunch of chicken salad in the stores all across the country.
Their chicken salad, by the way, is delicious. Have you ever had it?
No, because I need chickens.
Oh, but that's right. It's good.
If they have tuna salad, I might have that. But there's a risk because it all comes out of one kitchen, and then it gets distributed around the country. And in this case, if it's a problem, whatever the problem may have been, it looks like it was some kind of a mix that they used to spice up the taste of the salad. But people have gotten sick in about 10, 12 different states all the way across the country from Washington to Virginia. So, all right. Other than not buying the chicken salad at Costco, what is there at Costco?
So this actually piqued my attention because, you know, a lot of people go out to Costco or maybe Sam's Club for holiday shopping. There's like a run on these places, especially at this time of year. So if you get a little hungry after you've traipsed through the store, do you guys ever hit up the Costco food court outside? If you yawn out loud, Doug, Steph, and I will shoot you with my BB gun.
What do you mean outside?
You know how they have at Costco, they have like the little food stand outside of the Costco?
No, for us, you walk inside the store and it's right at the entrance.
All right, well, inside, outside, but you know what I'm saying. So maybe, you know, you stop in. A personal favorite of mine, and my dad's actually, he turned
sausage
me on to
peppers.
Is the hot dog and the soda for $1.50, right? Pretty good. All right, so here are some facts that you may not know about Costco's food court. Now, it's been around since it was Price Club originally. Price Club turned into Costco. And did you know that Costco is one of America's largest pizza chains, Dougie?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the pizza's good.
Yeah, 400. It's delicious. 400 locations in the U.S. You can go and pick up cooked pizza, pizza to take home and bake, or you can pick up slices. And it puts it up there with all of the biggest. It has more locations in California Pizza Kitchen because of that. Yeah. Now, the prices, here's the good news. Prices rarely change, if ever. You will notice that all the prices at the food court stay the same for years and years and years. Pizza costs $1.99 per slice. You can get a whole pizza for $10. Chicken bakes are $2.99. And then, of course, my favorite hot dog and soda will always cost you just $1.50. And if you want to just go there for their beautiful dining options, you don't have to be a member of Costco. You can just go in and eat, which is pretty exciting. Now, you do have to be careful. There is the chicken bake. I've seen that one advertised. I've never personally tried it. Apparently, it's not very good for you. 770 calories, 25 grams of fat. And finally, they keep one menu spot open for rotating seasonal items.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts, None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.